this show no fear. Get up if y'all really care. Need 20 years. Now get up.
All right. Yes, I just had a birthday yesterday, and I think the mind is the first thing to go. I could have swore I had a full cup of tea, and I cannot find it. I either cannot find it anywhere, Spike, or I drank it, or I didn't make it. One of the three. But you know what?
I'm going to go with you didn't drink it because you was on the Drew Garabo show.
You know what? I bet I never made it. Go ahead.
I ran into you in the restroom. Was the tea made when you went into the restroom?
No, I was going to make it, and then I was on my way to bring you upstairs. I got diverted.
You can blame me now. I distracted you from making it.
Yes, you did. Indeed, you did. Okay.
That falls into how I'm sticking.
Spike, how you sticking, Spike?
I'm sticking with letting Mr. Attorney Patrick Smith know that I just
saw you. The Attorney Patrick Smith.
That I just saw your text.
Thank you so much. Right. I'm in the studio. I'm good now, buddy. I appreciate it.
I'll let you know that. You know, I was thinking about you.
I see where I rank on your list now. Thanks, buddy.
Let you know if things need to be moved, things need to be done, Spike will get it due.
Yeah, Corey got it done today.
So. Yeah, there you go. Well, Corey works for Spike. A lot of people don't realize that, but that's how that
No matter how you get there, as long as you get there.
Amen.
You hear what I'm screaming?
By the way, the attorney Patrick Smith is heard every Saturday on this very station. That would be from 8 until 9. It's a fantastic show. He is what we would call a, trying to give you a broader term, a state attorney, but it's more than just a state, right? Correct?
Yeah, that's the day-to-day for me as a state, but the show really is a creature in and of itself at this point. It's more like just legal topics,
right,
and different angles,
right,
different perspectives, so it's a wide variety. Like this Saturday, we're doing a piece of legislation, and we actually have the author of the bill, Representative Tiffany Esposito, who authored the new HOA bill. We're actually having her on the show to discuss the new bill. So, like, that's a different approach than estate planning, but it's kind of something interesting.
Can I say this for the people in the cheap seats? You are an estate attorney, not a state attorney.
Correct.
I said a state attorney.
But I'm thinking what I thought, a state attorney, because we have, I don't know who the state attorney is. It's like the estate attorney.
It's not Patrick Smith.
Right. There's more than one. So,
yeah, there's more than one.
But he is not the estate attorney. He is a... state attorney. You see what I'm screaming?
Nah. I think you...
Patrick, help me out.
You're right. Estate attorney.
There's somebody who is an estate attorney of Florida, right?
I feel like the Confusion Island has a population of you.
There's more than one state attorney in any given state.
Yeah. There's a what?
More than one state attorney.
State attorney.
Yeah.
And he is not a state attorney.
It's criminal prosecution.
He's an estate attorney.
Versus wills and trusts.
It's not estate. Estate. A state attorney. He handles estates. Estates. A state attorney.
So
it was clarification that didn't need to be clarified.
This is deja vu all over again. What was the car last time I was on?
I saw an expensive car. Dude.
Yeah, if you're asking,
you're in a different world because you got money.
Let me
have money. Okay. Using the right words.
Let me get this back on track very quickly.
Yes, sir.
What is the HOA legislation? Let me tell you. Let me give you the ins and outs right now, whether I agree or disagree with it, and then you can take it to the Saturday show.
So basically, the gist of the HOA legislation is all about disclosure and avoiding fraud, and basically policing HOAs giving sweetheart contracts to local businesses.
Yeah.
And then policing kickbacks and things of that nature.
There's a lot of shenanigans going on with the HOA organizations.
They can run off the rails.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, there's also a particular piece of this legislation that talks about vehicles and parking work trucks and how that's defined. And
right,
it's a
right.
Vehicle. So a lot of practical application you see in people's HOA.
It's interesting. We had in the neighborhood that I am in a voluntary HOA. So you know how that went for me.
Which
no.
is garbage.
That's because Spike's only saying it's garbage because he's under the man's rule over where. And he's like maybe 5 minutes away from me. But so obviously I had nothing to do with that. But I will say this, and I am glad that it was voluntary. And I have heard horror stories with HOAs. But conversely, I turn a corner to get down to my street. And every time I have to pass these houses backed up to each other that share a fence, and the fence is dilapidated on both sides.
Well, in a way, it's like the short-term rental conversation we had. It's not really an HOA problem. It's not a short-term rental problem. It's a behavior problem. And if everybody kind of behaves and takes pride in their property, you really don't need an HOA so much. But
yeah, but if you're counting on the good behavior of people,
oh, listen,
you're going to be disappointed a lot.
I understand. But I get disappointed a lot, and I give people the benefit of the doubt. That's the world I choose to live in, but right. I recognize there's an element of naivete to that.
Yeah, but I will say that I'd rather look at that crappy fence than have somebody telling me what color I can and can't paint my house. Oh, but then that brings up the point that, and you know, the house next door to me.
Yeah, they painted it
like plaid.
No, it's blue. It's like a sky blue. But the problem is they didn't have any like trim color in their upper. The whole entire thing,
just one solid.
It's one solid,
like a Smurf lives there.
It's like the Smurfs live there. Absolutely.
So you want an HOA to get in and make a decision?
I just wanted somebody to say, hey, maybe we should have a different trim.
You
color.
Want just like
maybe we should have a different trim
Mr.
color.
Smith. He has a across the street. He has a mailbox that he don't like. He has a guy who has a mailbox mailbox holder that he doesn't like. It looks Californian.
It looks okay. The guy is in.
And he doesn't like.
He's in a house. It's probably a at this point now it's probably half. Yeah, it does actually to what my issue is. It's a nice middle class house.
Okay.
Probably at this point $500,000. That's about what ours is. And no, it does matter, because if it was a $2 million house, then the mailbox would fit.
If it was $70,000 house,
no, it wasn't.
Mailbox where he wanted.
He has this Art Deco design mailbox that looks like it should be in front of a $2.5 million house, and it's in front of a $450,000 house.
Like kind
of
like the guy who hangs a Picasso in his single wife.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's an anachronism. Yeah,
but it's his. Right?
Doesn't matter.
Right.
I got to look at it, Spike. I can judge it.
And this guy here wants to say that mailbox holder does not fit.
It doesn't. But I'm not telling him he can't have
hold
it.
On,
but
hold
I'm gonna
on.
Say I'm gonna say that it's dumb. It looks dumb.
Yes, you are saying that.
I know.
Why do you call it a mailbox holder? It's a mailbox.
No, it's not the mailbox. It's the thing that the mailbox is sitting
it's
on.
It's the mailbox. It's all the mailbox,
right?
Mike.
Nope, that's not the mailbox holder. Yeah. Oh, stop. His side.
I'm not being on his side. It's my side. It's the mailbox, Mike. It's one piece. That's the mailbox.
Mo, if you go to Lowe's, Home Depot, and you buy a mailbox, you get the mailbox. Now you have to have the post and the holder and the cement and all that. That is not the mailbox.
That came as one piece, Spike. It came as one piece. So it's the mailbox. That's not a mailbox and a post. I understand that. That's what I have. That mailbox, Spike, I look at that mother effer every day. Don't tell me what it is when I look at
it. You got it.
See how pissed
you
he
got
get?
It. You got it. I saw the button.
Every friggin' day I look at that thing, and this nickel gonna tell me it's one piece, Spike. One piece.
Good. So you saying that this guy could not have bought the mailbox and that
nope,
piece.
Not at all. It's a one-piece design. But I look at it every day. I have for 3 years. I know what it is.
There's no such thing as a mailbox holder. It's very Ghostbuster. It's like being the gatekeeper.
Can I ask you this? I'm
the mailbox holder.
You're
who are you? I'm the flag raiser.
Mrs. Smith, yes, sir. You're a smart man. You think that there's a place where you can buy the mailbox and the thing that goes in the ground, all one piece.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there are mailboxes that come integrated with a piece of architecture around them. Yes, Spike.
So if I put the piece of architecture in the ground and I want a green mailbox, I can't do that. I got to buy the architecture and the green. Or if I wanted a blue mailbox, I got to buy the blue mailbox and the architect to go in the ground.
Both can be true.
Okay, listen.
You live in an or world. I live in an and world.
He is so or.
Yeah, you
he
really are. So it's or. A dichotomy in your brain, isn't it?
The word dichotomy doesn't exist.
Okay,
in his brain.
No, easy question. If that guy won his mailbox, which is black, that turns to be orange, he has to buy the whole piece.
He has to hope that it comes in orange.
No, he's about the whole piece. Yes.
It's a single piece. Yes. It's a single piece.
Fine.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Why is it always about the color with you?
Always.
Because it's a visual thing.
Oh, okay.
It's my mailbox, listen, my mailbox in Daytona is all one cuss word piece.
Sure.
But it was made that way. The mailbox that we actually put into that one piece is different. We put that mailbox into that whole one piece, but
And that's cool, but that's not what happened with the neighbor across the street. That's fine, Spike. As Patrick said, two can be true. There are mailboxes. But I'm not talking about that. The subject matter was the mailbox that's in front of my house.
Can I hold your mailbox, Spike?
And that's one piece.
If both can be true, then
we're
both right.
But no, we're not both right. We're only having a discussion about one. You're doing a straw man argument.
I'm talking about the one in front of your house.
Spike, the one in front of my house is a one-piece mailbox. There is no separation between the mailbox and the architecture that surrounds it, and it's gauche. It's gaudy.
Oh, I get busted for using dichotomy, and you bust out gauche? Like, he has a clue what that means.
Hey, caller, what's your name? Go ahead. He ain't listening to me anyway. Good Lord. Hold on.
Mo.
Yes.
I've got a solution for your mailbox problem.
It's not a problem. I just think that the guy has a mailbox that doesn't fit architecturally. It's
okay,
not a problem.
I understand that, but I have a solution. Quit looking at it.
Hey, it looks a lot like this.
That's a mailbox, Spike.
Right, hold on a second. But
it's the mailbox.
It's all the mailbox. Spike, why is this so hard for you to understand? And it's not a problem, caller, you big dummy. All right, go ahead.
Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir.
If they want to change, if this is a black mailbox on a brown box, if they want to change the mailbox to be green, they got to buy the whole thing. Look at this and say.
No.
Right, but they can buy what? Just the mailbox?
They can buy part of a mailbox.
Okay, there you go. They can buy part
That's
of the mailbox.
That's fine.
Mo, tell me, am I wrong?
Oh, my God.
No, you're completely wrong, Spike. This mailbox, okay. It's built into something. No, that's
different.
You know
what I'm going to do?
I'm going to do it. Do it.
Why you always got
hat? Spike, I love how you're literally going postal over a mailbox.
Me?
You. I love the internet interweb searching
I
right
love
now.
How he has Showing seen this. I love how he has seen something three times, and he's going to tell me what it is, and I look at it every day.
You know what?
The hubris. The hubris on this joker.
Did you say your house in Daytona Beach?
It's amazing.
Was that a humble brag? You have a house in Daytona Beach? I thought you lived
the cuss word is the humble brag?
I thought you lived in like
he does. He lives
Leon County.
Spike's got Spike's got properties.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Turner.
Let me expound why I know about this mailbox in front of this joker's house. Because he cuss words about it every time I go over there. He bitches.
That's been four times. You've seen this mailbox three times.
But I'm saying every time I go there, you bitch about it.
I know, but you
that's why I've seen it, and I said, leave the people alone. They like the
design. I'm not messing with the people. I just like clowning the mailbox. That's what you don't get.
So that's why I'm saying I've seen it.
Spike, you have not seen it to the degree that I have to be able to ascertain whether it's one piece or multiple pieces, and I'm telling you it's one piece. One piece.
It's impossible.
It's not impossible.
So if you take a piece of a puzzle, it's all part of the puzzle, bro.
But it's a piece of it.
Yeah. There's a piece of the mailbox.
Ergo, take the goddamn mailbox out and change the color.
That doesn't make it the puzzle holder.
Yes.
It's a piece of the puzzle.
Nah, Patrick, is a puzzle holder.
It's a puzzle holder.
See, people listening think that I'm wrong.
It's a cat named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.